Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Renovation projects are messy. They are so messy. They are messy in terms of dust and dirt. And they can be really messy in terms of your finances. It is not an easy, process to figure out on your own. One company called Builder is trying to help make this renovation journey easier. And we're going to talk a bit more about how it works. Rafal Smoot is here to talk about a prop tech company. Hey, Rafal, hello.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Great. Property technology, like fintech, which is financial technology. How does Builder work?
Yeah, so like you said, Builder is a technology company, but I like to tell people that we're also a human company too. And both components are super important to how Builder serves its customers. So essentially, we help streamline the renovation process for potential home renovators from A to Z. That includes everything they need to do before construction in terms of planning and budgeting and design. We help them with tendering projects, and then we also help them with project management during construction. So we're really somebody's best friend and best companion throughout the whole process.
Best friend who has experience on renovation.
That's right. Friend
would be useless. She would be the worst at this, but I get what you mean. Now, who would you describe as your primary client? Is it me, the homeowner, who would really, really love to build a laneway house? Or is it Rick, my contractor, who I would love to have build that laneway house?
You know, that's a really interesting question. And the correct answer is that both are very important people to any renovation project. And we want to ensure that actually both contractors and homeowners have a great experience. And so, you know, from the homeowner side, right, we work extensively with clients. There, you know, for a laneway house that you might be hoping to build, there could be 6 to 12 months of work just to prepare for construction. And so, you know, that's a time where we can really help people, you know, navigate things like zoning and design and permitting and tendering their project out for bids. But, you know, when we get to construction as well, there are kind of an equal number of pain points for both contractors and homeowners. And we really try to make the process as pain-free and seamless as possible for both.
Let me ask the question in a different way. Who signs up for the Builder account first? Is it the person wanting the renovation, or is it the contractor saying, thank you so much for calling, I'm going to put you on my Builder account? Which way does it go?
Yeah, so normally the first person that would reach out to us in the process would be the homeowner, and they'd say, hey, you know, I'm interested in doing this project. Say it's the laneway house, like you mentioned, and we kind of help them from there. We start connecting them to contractors in our network once their project is construction ready. And so we have a network of experienced general contractors that we've vetted and work with on multiple projects. They come into the picture only once you have the designs, the permits, you have a budget in mind, you have financing. And so we do a lot of work up front with homeowners really to get them ready.
How do you make your money? How does Builder make its money?
So we make money in a couple of ways. Really, the way that we operate is a marketplace. That's kind of the core of the business when you start getting to the tendering process. And so for every invoice that our contractors bill through Builder, we charge them a 6.5% service fee. And they're usually pretty happy to pay that because we offload a lot of administrative burden for them. So most of our revenue is actually coming from our general contractors, which is interesting. And then for homeowners, you know, they might pay something like $200 to $500 for our project planning service, and something like $1,000 to $3,500 for our project management service. So all flat, you know, fixed fees. We try to make it as simple and transparent as possible for them.
I had a dream. My dream was a renovated kitchen. I worked my network. I finally got some designer recommendations. And in the end, no one was willing to take on the job. Not because I'm a jerk, because I'm the nicest person in Canada, but because there were so many jobs they were already working on.
Right.
Is Builder's growth constrained by the fact that there's a fundamental mismatch today between the number of people who want projects completed and the availability of trades?
No, that's a fantastic question. And the right answer is we don't think so. So I've been launching the Toronto market for the last year. We haven't really run into any roadblocks yet. In fact, we've done more business so far in the first 4 or 5 months of 2022 than we did in all of last year, and we haven't had to onboard a single additional contractor. So what's happening here? I think the answer is that Builder actually unlocks more capacity in the market. A lot of contractors may never, get back to clients with projects who are ready to go, simply because, they may be getting 20 to 30 phone calls a day, and it's really tough for them to filter through, okay, which of these clients has the right budget, which of these clients has permits, which of these clients is actually going to go forward, which of these clients is talking to fewer than 5 contractors, so I actually have a chance of winning. And so oftentimes contractors tend to dismiss a lot of the incoming requests they get and just choose to work on referrals. With the Builder system, we're bringing them almost, projects that are guaranteed to go to construction in a structured bidding process. And they love that. And so we have had absolutely no issues. Our clients today are getting 2 to 3 contractors raising their hand to say they're going to provide them a quote in 3 weeks, usually within about 10 to 20 minutes.
Wow. Now, the contractor is only as good as the quality of their work, the quality of their word. And when you talk to people who've walked this path, there's a lot of examples of contractors not delivering for lots of reasons, but sometimes it's just the quality's not there. How do you vet them? How do you control quality to the extent that that's even possible?
Yeah, I think what I tell most people is that we are not trying to build, the biggest platform of contractors in the city, right, or in the country. And we don't want to do that. A lot of other platforms, are just, they've got an entire sales team trying to onboard and sign up every single general contractor. We don't want to do that. We focus on quality over quantity, and we grow our network slowly and methodically to ensure that we never compromise on quality. And so for even any contractor to be able to raise their hand to say that they want to bid on one of our clients' projects, we would have first, done some checks on them, check that they're a legal registered business, check their, their history, make sure that they're paying tax, make sure that they have at least $2 million in insurance, which they need. We will go and meet with them face to face. We will go tour at least 1 or 2 of their ongoing projects. And so for a contractor to even pass those checks, they already have to be at a certain level.
Right.
And only then would we consider introducing them to any of our clients.
In addition to the issues that I raised about quality, one of the things that is a real challenge is having estimates that come in even actuals that even come in close to estimates. You always, as a personal finance guy, I would say, you always have to add 20%. Does your platform have a level of sophistication on those estimates that either builds in that reserve or contingency, or that manages the relationship such that it's like, woo, hello, scope creep here. The reason you're going to miss your budget is because you added a jacuzzi, and lets everybody pause for a second and ensure that you're prepared to pay that. How do you manage the overages that hit almost everyone who has ever done a project like this?
No, that's a great question. And typically when we talk about changes during construction, let's talk only about, working with a responsible contractor. We're not talking about the contractor that's going to underbid and then try and make their profit through changes, right? Because we don't work with those. They exist, but we don't work with them. So once you kind of like have limited to, professional, responsible general contractors, the most common reasons for changes are number one, there's an unforeseen condition. That risk tends to go along with projects where there's extensive demo or new construction, right? Anything behind walls, anything underground, you don't really have the full scope of what's there until you start demo. And so we try to give people a realistic contingency and what to expect for those kind of projects, so that if, the demo happens and if they discover something, why is there like 100 kilometers of old wiring, above your ceiling, or why is there mold right behind your kitchen walls, then it's not a surprise. So we try to at least give people an idea of what to budget for depending on the risk that we see. The other common thing, you kind of alluded to it, it's homeowners changing their mind during construction. We try to avoid that as much as possible with our process, because before a project even goes to bid, we would have spent many hours working with the homeowner to develop a scope and refine that scope. And we always tell people changes are always more expensive once you've signed a contract. Right. Because once you've signed a contract, A, you're losing leverage, right? So you don't have as many options. You can't get competitive pricing for every single change order. But also at that point, you know, contractors have already spent money. They've already, started purchasing materials. So once you start making changes, just things start to get a little bit more expensive. And so, we will always tell people, like, in full transparency that, hey, if you want to do this, if you want to make this change, you're going to have to expect to pay more than if it was planned for before.
Very interesting stuff. Rafal, thank you for joining us today.
Of course.
Rafal Samoot is the general manager of Builder. And if I'd known about Builder, maybe I would have not given up on the ridiculous $100,000 estimate for my kitchen. And instead, Rafal, you know what I did? I spent $5,000 and had the cupboard sprayed. And I love it. It's fine. It's fine for now. And I'll keep my focus on that laneway house to come. Fingers crossed. Thanks again.
Yeah, well, give us a call whenever you're ready.
And it's time. If I can get the bylaws sorted out.